What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, October 12th, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air. And I know I said I'm getting tired of this whole Las Vegas thing, and I am, but there's more information keeps surfacing that we do need to pay attention to. And a couple of things have come on up. The security guard who was supposedly, who shot on the 32nd floor several minutes before the mass shooting, which is raising questions of why the hotel didn't do anything about it. It turns out that in Nevada, all security guards, armed or unarmed, have to be registered with a state agency, and this guy wasn't. So they're asking, was he really a security guard? Why was he there? And that's raising a question about, you know, was he part of somebody's covert op and just disguised as a security officer? And apparently, over at the End Times News Report, they interviewed a Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department officer who was on duty the night of the shooting, who told him that many officers within the department do not buy the official story. And they are convinced there was definitely more than one shooter. So this thing really is falling apart. And it's another reminder that in the age of the internet, in the independent media, the lifespan of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. And this egg timer has just about run out there. We're getting another story that all of the people who were there on the ground, when they were leaving, getting away and everything, apparently all of their smartphones and laptops and tablets and whatever were confiscated. All the videos that got out were sent out over social media and the internet, and that's how they got on out. And when these people were given back their electronic devices, all of the photos and videos they had taken of the event were erased. The devices were wiped. Now, that right there, I think, raises a very big red flag. There's absolutely no reason, there's no justification for the law enforcement to be deleting things off of those phones. I mean, that right there reeks of an absolute cover-up. And again, as is always the case, anytime something happens, everybody says, ooh, how can I use this to push my agenda here? And apparently, over in Columbia College, Chicago, there's a professor, Stephen Ozma, who basically came on out saying that the real cause of the mass shooting in Las Vegas, in fact, the cause of all the mass shootings, is toxic masculinity, because sexually frustrated men are rebelling against domestication. Well, it's Las Vegas, you know, get a hooker. But it really is rather ridiculous how some of these people try and grab onto these things to push their agenda. And it would be laughable if people weren't actually being hurt and harmed in all of this. All right, so let's take another look at Harvey Weinstein and his adventures, because I'll be honest, I'm enjoying this. I'm really enjoying this, and it feels like it's long overdue in coming. So far, there are 34 women who have come forward to accuse Harvey Weinstein of rape, groping, sexual harassment during his reign of terror in Hollywood. And Weinstein himself may be facing rape and assault charges. Apparently, the New York Police Department has launched an investigation into a college student's claim that he forced her to perform oral sex on him all the way back in 2004. And the young lady, Lucia Evans, told The New Yorker that the summer before her senior year, Weinstein met her at a club and asked her to come in for a meeting at his office. And apparently at that point, he dropped his trousers and shoved her face into his crotch and forced her to do what he wanted her to do. Well, that is forcible rape. And I don't know what the statute of limitations is on that, but it sounds to me like it has not expired. And he may be in serious trouble for that. Now, earlier in the week, it was reported Weinstein was headed for a sex addiction treatment clinic somewhere in Europe, and people were concerned he might pull a Roman Polanski. In other words, just split the country, never ever come back to avoid prosecution. As it turns out, apparently he changed his plans, and he's heading to a sexual addiction clinic somewhere in Arizona. Apparently he's not very repentant about what's going on, because when he was at the airport heading for the plane, he saw the photographers and he basically gave them all the finger. So he's feeling like he's the victim here. And no, you're not. Kate Beckinsale has come forward to saying Harvey Weinstein came on to her when she was 17 years old, underage, and that turning him down undoubtedly harmed her career. Now, she's come on back. She's done quite a few movies and everything. But, yeah, very, very believable here. And apparently Gwyneth Paltrow was trying to sound the alarm on Weinstein as a pervert 19 years ago. A lot of people were out there trying to say, this guy is dangerous. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network here. Now, apparently back in 1998, David Letterman had a guest on his show Gwyneth Paltrow. Basically, Gwyneth Paltrow was on the Letterman show in 1998, saying that he was a coercer, that if you were going to do anything on any of his projects, that you'd be coerced into doing things you didn't want to do. And so everybody knew this was going on. Everybody knew this was going on. Of course, everybody's trying to pretend over at Disney and the Weinstein Company, they're trying to pretend, no, we didn't know. There's no corporate liability. We had absolutely no idea this was going on. Everybody knew it. Apparently, over at Facebook, they're deleting all posts about what Weinstein did. They're protecting him. You know, the chosen are looking out for each other. It's not a question of right or wrong, legal or illegal. It's, you know, we are who we are, and you don't say bad things about us, which is the same rationale out of the Anti-Defamation League. You're not allowed to say bad things about us. It doesn't matter what we do. Now, over at Tucker Carlson's show, he's out there saying that Hollywood and the media have known all along what was going on. I mean, the Hollywood community is like a small town. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows everybody else's dirty laundry. And they were covering up. In some cases, they were assisting what Weinstein was doing. Now they're all lying to save their reputations, and the damage is already starting to spread on out there. Apparently, the Weinstein Company is considering delaying the release of Benedict Cumberbatch's latest movie, The Current War, due to this huge, huge scandal. They want this film to have a good play. They think it could possibly win an Oscar. And so they may actually delay it for a while, maybe even delay it for an entire year for the release, to try and get away from this stink, because they understand people are going to stay away from anything with Weinstein's name on it right now. Now, as I said before, there's this issue of corporate liability, and everybody is trying to claim they had no idea what was going on. Disney didn't know. The Weinstein Company didn't know. Unfortunately, that has already been shot down, because apparently when Weinstein's contract came up for renewal back in 2015, the Weinstein Company was made aware of all the settlements, all the payouts Harvey Weinstein had made to settle all these sexual assault allegations. And the Weinstein Company's rationale was, well, if you didn't use company money to do it, that's cool. But it does show they know what was going on. They allowed it to happen, and now they're open for lawsuits. Now, Rose McGowan is an actress, and she's come out with a story basically saying that multiple producers at the Weinstein Company were involved in this, in corralling women on in. There was that other story about this actress who literally was shoved into Weinstein's office by another producer. And apparently, Rose McGowan came on out and said, yeah, this was what was going on. They all knew what was going on. They were enabling. They were actually helping him do these things. And so now her Twitter account has been suspended. You can't say bad things about Hollywood movie moguls. It just isn't done. Now, Anthony Bourdain, who I really have a high regard for, I love his programs and everything, he's come on out and he blasted Hillary Clinton as shameful and disingenuous over her comments on Weinstein. It took a long time for her to come on out and said, yeah, it's disgusting, it's an affront against women's rights, blah, 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 I'm not giving the money back. And it turns out that Bourdain has a reason to be angry because his current girlfriend is Asia Argento, who was forcibly assaulted by Weinstein back in 1997. And so all of a sudden, all of Hillary Clinton's friends, they're coming out against Anthony Bourdain. How dare you say bad things about Hillary Clinton? Oh, she is truly regretful. She had no idea what was going on. Yeah, everybody knows what was going on. Now, yesterday we were talking about Seth MacFarlane, who back in the 2013 Oscars made a crack after he went down naming the list of the women who were nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and he said, congratulations, you ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein. It turned out there was kind of a personal motive behind that because apparently Weinstein had basically victimized Seth MacFarlane's friend, Jessica Barth. And so his crack at the Oscars was his attempt to sort of get back at Weinstein. So again, everybody knew what was going on. And anybody who's out there saying, I had no idea, we all know what goes on behind the scenes in Hollywood. And like I said, filmmaking, it attracts the very best of people and the very worst of people. There's almost nothing in between. There are real slime balls and sharks, and then there are people who are truly committed to the art. And on one end of the spectrum, you've got people like Weinstein and David Begelman. And the other hand, the other end of the spectrum, you've got Renee Valente. He's a straight shooter. And there's hardly anything in between. Now, apparently, TV director Jace Alexander has been sentenced to 10 years probation on child pornography charges in New York. This guy used to work on Law and Order. He pled guilty in January to promoting a sexual performance by a child and possessing an obscene performance by a child. And he was looking at 7 years in prison and registering as a sex offender in New York, but he's a director. He's a director, and he gets probation. Now, right now, the person who was really looking at some serious flashback, this is spreading. It's spreading way beyond Weinstein himself. And right now, Ben Affleck is in the crosshairs because apparently he groped an actress at one point, even groped on video. And a Fox News reporter just groping her right on TV and thought, uh-huh, this is all very fun. And more allegations are emerging. And here's the problem. He is starring in the new Justice League movie. He's had the role of Batman for two films now. And this scandal could absolutely destroy the box office on the new Justice League movie before it even gets out there. The film-going community, the American people, do have a tendency to not want to see movies that are tainted by these scandals. And so these studios are going to be losing a huge amount of money, and it's partly their fault because they let it go on. They knew it was going on. They didn't want to stand up to Harvey Weinstein. Now, Kim.com has come forward to offer support to victims of similar sexual abuse in Hollywood or entertainment in general. And the entrepreneur says he's going to find funding for a class action lawsuit exposing all the sex crimes of high-ranking Hollywood executives. He's going to need a lot of money for that one because there's a lot of stuff out there. And 5 years after the mega upload raid, it seems that having a shared enemy could bring the kindred spirits together. See, here's where everybody who's got a reason to not like Hollywood is going to stand up and have their moment of revenge. Kim.com is going to have his. All these actresses are going to have theirs. I'm going to have mine. I'll be very honest. I am enjoying the heck out of this because of the way Hollywood blacklisted me back in 1994. And I didn't have a sex scandal or anything like that. I tried to report a murder. And my career was ended at that point. So, yeah, I'm enjoying this. There's a little bit of payback. And, yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'll be very honest. I'm enjoying the heck out of this. It's a lot of fun to see it happen. Now, apparently, earlier in the week, Representative Alan Green, Democrat of Texas, introduced articles of impeachment against President Trump. And already, his past has come back to haunt him because 9 years ago, Mr. Green was accused of sexually assaulting his employee. So this is all going to start. This is all going to start unraveling. This culture of silence in the face of power. It's all coming apart here. Now, getting on over to the war zones, if you will, U.S. lawmakers and the European nations are scrambling to save the Iran deal from Donald Trump. Everybody's expecting Trump will decertify the P5+1 nuclear deal with Iran on the 15th. And then dump the matter on Congress for a vote whether or not to continue with the deal. Now, Iran has not violated the deal. They're perfectly in compliance. It is the U.S. that has violated the spirit of the deal by adding more and more sanctions on there and trying to retroactively alter the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further. And European nations are looking for ways to save the deal, saying that it would be difficult to keep the deal in place if the U.S. withdraws. And it would be, because Iran is already out there saying that, yes, if the U.S. is out, the U.S. is the main reason they were developing nuclear weapons, just as North Korea was, because of the last going on two decades of U.S. invasions, regime change, drone strikes, coup d'etats all around the world. So the assurances of Europe really aren't going to do a whole heck of a lot about that. Now, the EU foreign policy chief has come right on out and said the U.S. will lose the trust of nations if it pulls out of the Iran deal. Yeah, we know that. The question is why anybody still trusts the United States anyway, because they've already done this. Same deal. They did it in Libya. Give up your nuclear weapons, we won't invade. Then they invaded. Same thing in Iraq. Give up your chemical weapons, we won't invade. Then they invaded. Same thing in Syria. Give up your chemical weapons, we won't invade. Then they invaded. And now they're getting ready to do it with Iran. Now, Europeans overall are feeling that Trump's expected withdrawal from the Iran deal is a threat to world peace. And yes, it absolutely is. Rather interesting observation in Iran Daily saying that if Trump reneges on the Iran deal, it's going to show everybody he is controlled by the Israeli lobby. Because it's the Israeli lobby that wants the deal ended. It's the Israeli lobby that wants American boys and American tax dollars to be used to smash up Iran the way they did to Iraq. And we all remember how Israel was cheerleading the war on Iraq. So, yeah, there is no easy way out of this. If Trump pulls out of it, it's a disaster for U.S. foreign policy. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with a phone call after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the telephones now and take a call from Anonymous in Idaho. Aloha, Anonymous. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was hearing you talk about what was considered forcible rape. And that happened to me with a commander in the Navy, and I have a claim in with the VA, and they've denied me twice. I've been waiting 4 years, and I just wanted everybody to know, and I hope the VA and Trump are both listening, because when he says that he cares about the veterans, he's a damn liar. And they know it happened because I was, like, top-notch my whole career. And then the last couple of months, it just, like, tanked, and I was discharged with honorable.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, I have family in the Navy and Coast Guard, and they've recounted similar things to me. And that may be one of the reasons why morale is so bad in the Navy, why they're so poorly trained. I think it's a hallmark of just how our entire civilization is in decline right now, that these sorts of things continue to go on.
I sure wish they would make do right by people.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I'm appalled that this kind of behavior happens. I'm appalled that it is tolerated. It's not just Hollywood. It's not just the Navy. Now we're finding out this congressman assaulted one of his employees. It does seem like anybody with any wealth and power feels that they're above the laws or even just civilized behavior, that they can just do whatever they want to.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, hope things work out for you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. We'll be right. We're going to close the phone lines. Well, no, the phone lines are empty now. I'm sorry. I'm a little troubled by that story. That is kind of rough to hear. Okay, getting on to more about Iran. Iran is considering various scenarios in response to Donald Trump's probable withdrawal from the P5+1 deal. And basically, head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran made the remarks on Wednesday following a meeting with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson in London, and is saying Iran will undoubtedly deliver a proper response. Now, my speculation, and again, it is speculation, is Iran is going to demand the return of its enriched uranium from Russia, and they're going to resume development of nuclear weapons. And that will lead the U.S. to start thumping on its chest and talking about imminent invasions and military strikes. But at this point, given how much rhetoric there is regarding North Korea and lack of action, I think more and more world leaders are starting to wonder if maybe Trump is bluffing, and that Trump has been made aware of the serious deficiencies in our weapon systems, and that getting into any kind of an open conflict with anything approaching a military peer is actually going to go very badly for the United States. I mean, look how long we've been stuck in Afghanistan. We're losing in Syria. We're still stuck in Iraq. We're having to use the Saudis to go into Yemen. Still stuck in Libya. This was all supposed to be over in 2008, according to General Wesley Clark. So we all keep hearing these stories about just how poor performing America's weapons are. They're expensive. They look really cool. They don't really work very well. And now we're finding out that the crews that we put on these very expensive naval vessels are incompetent. They're crashing their destroyers into other ships. We had that report yesterday on how the crew on the guided missile frigate off the coast of North Korea is saying it's like being on a prison ship. And, of course, we just had that phone call that came on in. This does not sound like a disciplined, effective fighting force. Now, Donald Trump is expected to designate Iran's Revolutionary Guard as terrorists. Iran, in return, is probably going to designate the U.S. Army as terrorists. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over in Syria, the Syrian people who are there, specifically the residents of the Syrian village of Tal Jazeera in Hasaka, understand, they remember the hardships of living under ISIS control. But they're saying that living under the constant U.S.-led airstrikes is worse. And we know the U.S. is bombing civilians. We know the U.S. is trying to aid ISIS over there. Now, over in Yemen, Saudi Arabia is continuing to impose a starvation blockade. Saudi Arabia justifies it, saying they're blocking arms shipments. And apparently, a good example of that is the Kota Nazar. This was a ship from Singapore with 636 containers of steel, paper, medicine, and other goods. And it set sail to Hodeidah, the largest cargo port in war-torn Yemen, and it never got there. The ship was stopped by a Saudi Arabian warship blocking Yemen's ports on the Red Sea. And by the way, starvation blockades are considered a war crime under international law. Story coming out now is apparently three members of the U.S. House of Representatives have come on out and saying that the war in Yemen is unconstitutional. Now that it's officially acknowledged that the United States is part of it, and they're saying that this is basically the equivalent of a war on the U.S. state of Washington, population 7.3 million on the brink of starvation, with the port of Seattle under a naval and aerial blockade. So even members of Congress are saying, this is wrong. This is all wrong. What we're doing, apparently on behalf of Israel. Now, again, in Yemen, the World Health Organization is saying the cholera is just spreading at a record pace in Yemen. And apparently there has not been a faster outbreak since records began in 1949. Now, aid groups have denounced the Saudi war for fueling the epidemic in impoverished Yemen. It's going too fast to be a normal epidemic. Now, cholera has been used as a biological weapon in the past during World War II, or the run-up to World War II, when Japan invaded Manchuria. The Japanese were dropping cholera in the Chinese wells. And I'm looking at the rapid spread of cholera among the population of Yemen. It's too fast to be a natural outbreak. I think they're under biological weapon attack. Now, interestingly enough, there's been a breakthrough over in Palestine where Fatah and Hamas have signed a reconciliation deal. And they had 2 days of Egyptian brokered negotiations. And finally, at the end of it, Fatah negotiator Azam al-Ahmad and Hamas's representative Salah al-Aruri smiled and shook hands in a ceremony that is basically they're creating a unity government. Now, Israel doesn't want this to happen. Israel always loves for there to be two governments vying for control in Palestine so they can play this game of saying, oh, well, we don't know who to talk to. We don't know who's in charge, so we're not going to have peace talks with anybody. They don't have that anymore. It's a unity government now in Palestine. And almost as soon as this agreement was reached, we're seeing this article out of Haaretz about how Hezbollah is determined to develop an attack capability inside the United States. Ooh, be afraid of Hezbollah. I wonder if they're going to try and blame the California wildfires on them, because they've been dropping hints all week. It may have been an act of terror. We think some of the fires were set deliberately. Israel has gone ahead and approved thousands of more settlements in the West Bank. Every single one of these new homes, of course, is a violation of international law. And Israel seems to have this attitude, because they are Israel, that they're above international law. And they're going to build another 3,736 settlement units across the occupied West Bank. And Israeli non-governmental organization Peace Now is saying the current rate of expansion means Israel risks a record year of settlement expansion. And this is in no small part because President Trump is seen as very accommodating to the construction. So basically, President Trump is now aiding and abetting a violation of international law. I guess the people who want to impeach him might look at that as opposed to this idiotic Russian collusion story. Meanwhile, the United States has withdrawn from UNESCO, citing anti-Israel bias. So the State Department announced its intention to withdraw from the United Nations Cultural, Scientific, and Educational Organization, and they're going to basically become a permanent observer instead. And they're saying it reflects U.S. concerns with mounting arrears at UNESCO, the need for fundamental reform, and continuing anti-Israel bias at UNESCO. Harumph, harumph, harumph. We're not going to go on in there. What did UNESCO do that triggered this? UNESCO agreed to admit Palestine. That's what did it. UNESCO said Palestine's going to come in. Oh, you're anti-Israel. You're talking to the Palestinians. We're going to take our bat, ball, and glove, and we're going to go home. I love this little story here. This is really bizarre. It's over at RIMF.com. NATO concerned by Russia's military buildup close to our borders. So apparently back on the 9th, the Secretary General of NATO was speaking in Romania, right across the Black Sea from Russia's region of Crimea, which has always been part of Russia, except for the brief period of 1954 to 2014, when the Soviet dictator arbitrarily gave Crimea to Ukraine in 1954, which, by the way, was illegal under Russian law. The head of NATO is out there saying, you know, we're concerned about this military buildup close to our borders. Well, what about NATO's military buildup close to Russia's borders? Do you think that might have something to do with it? Do you think all this talk about taking Crimea back might have something to do with it? Let's not forget who started this military escalation in the region, and it wasn't Russia. Meanwhile, NATO is launching a new Black Sea force to target Russia. And apparently they're going to base this in Romania. It includes an entire Romanian brigade of 4,000 troops, and the force is there to target Russia in the Black Sea region. Now, Romania is insisting the deployment is not a threat to Russia, and the purpose of having more troops there to target Russia is peace, not war. Do you remember the movie Dr. Strangelove? When they're trying to get into that Air Force base and recall the bombers from bombing Russia, and there's this big billboard out in front that says, peace is our profession. It was an intentional joke on the part of Stanley Kubrick, by the way. Now, Russia doesn't border NATO anywhere in the Black Sea region. So this force in Romania appears to be largely pointless, except for grandstanding about NATO's readiness for a fight with invading Russian forces. And they've been predicting Russia was going to invade for years, almost all the way back to the end of the last Cold War. Russia's coming to get you. Russia's coming to get you. I remember when I was a kid during the first Cold War, the commies are coming. They're going to invade. They're going to put you on socialized medicine. Never happened. Now, I want to get back to the issue about America's true readiness militarily, and there's an article that cuts right to the heart of the issue. This is in Business Insider, which is a serious magazine. And apparently they're responding to an interview that Trump gave to Sean Hannity on Wednesday night, where he basically talked about the North Korean crisis and basically about how wonderful our missile defense was. And Trump said, you know, the previous administration should have handled North Korea, and praised China for its cooperation with the U.S.-led sanctions push against Pyongyang. And as I said, if China is working with the White House regarding North Korea, why are we still sending those ships in to stir up trouble in the South China Sea? There's an inconsistent aspect to our foreign policy. But Trump went on to say, we build the greatest military equipment in the world. We have missiles that can knock out a missile in the air 97% of the time. And if you send two of them, it's going to get knocked out. Well, unfortunately, Trump's numbers are not accurate, because the latest analysis based on actual testing of our anti-missile system is they basically bat 500. They're going to hit their target half the time. And if your enemy has got more missiles coming in than you've got missiles to shoot back at them, some of them are going to get through. Remember during the war in Iraq, and we were told the Patriot was successful 95% of the time. Then they hemmed and hawed and shuffled their feet and said, well, actually it was about 70-80%. And then when the war was over and the dust had settled and they went on back and took a look at what was really going on, it turned out to be about 50%. And all of these missile systems work on the basis of the assumption that the incoming threat follows a predictable ballistic path. And all you have to do is have a warhead or a rocket that is weaving and you can't hit it. Look at Israel and the Iron Dome. Those little bottle rockets coming out of Gaza, they're not precision. They corkscrew through the air. They weave all over the place, and they can't get hit. Israel has to fire like 10 Iron Dome missiles at a huge cost each, which you're paying for, by the way, just to get one of those little Gaza bottle rockets. Trump is dangerously overconfident in our weapons. Remember when he got on the deck of the Gerald R. Ford and said, this is our latest, this is our new flagship? And military experts are saying it may never actually be usable in a real combat situation. They tried too many whiz-bang technologies, the magnetic catapults, the new radars, everything. They can't get any of it to work. We all know about the laundry list of problems with the F-35. It's reached the point where Israel and Great Britain are seriously thinking about pulling out of their deal for this boondoggle. F-22 still asphyxiating its pilot. It's been, what, 6 years now? Independence-class littoral combat ships, chronic corrosion problems. Freedom-class littoral combat ships, drivetrain problems. Zumwalt stealth destroyer, drivetrain problems. Trump may be dangerously misinformed about the real effectiveness of our weapons, and he could take us to war convinced that we've got military superiority when we don't. Remember those F-35s, the new advanced weapon systems don't really work. The glass cockpit system doesn't fuse the images correctly. The networked radar systems get confused about how many targets are really out there. They still don't have software for the cannon. And it's a straight dogfighter. It can be defeated by 1970s vintage aircraft. And you're going to send these up against the latest Chinese and Russian warplanes? I don't think so. Now then, for those of you who are still on Obamacare, and in this regard, one of the good things about being as old as I am is I'm on Medicare, so I don't have to deal with this nonsense. Yesterday, we were reporting on, down in Florida, the annual increase in Obamacare-compliant insurance packages in some areas of Florida is going to be 71% in a single year. So I'm looking at this story. This came out of Zero Hedge, and it's an article by a guy who basically is saying he's been on four different Obamacare insurance plans, and the companies behind them have all gone out of business. Even with all that money pouring on in, they've gone out of business. And people are getting angry. Obamacare was never about health. It was never about insurance. It's just another way to scrape money out of the American people. And Americans are waking up to that. We've become a country of the money junkies, by the money junkies, and for the money junkies. And anything that takes money out of your pocket and gives it to the money junkies is good. And anything that gets in the way of that flow of money from your pockets to the pockets of the money junkies is bad. And there's no other morality. There's no other priority. Just suck that money out of the population. That's all you're good for in the eyes of the money junkie. If we can't get money for you, why should we let you go on living? Another article coming out of Zero Hedge here. Millennials have never been more in debt, and it is creating a major risk for the economy. Now, these millennials, a lot of them are these kids who got lured into college with promises of high-paying jobs, which simply do not exist. And they signed on to these usurious student loans to pay for that education. And now they're stuck. One-third of the millennials are still living with their parents up to age 30. And we're seeing rising delinquencies on consumer debt, defaults on auto loans, foreclosures are up. There's a big problem with a debt-based economy, and that is if you have taken away the ability of ordinary people to trade their labor for decent wages and salaries with which to pay that debt, then collapse is inevitable. And that's where we are right now. for an economy to function, for it to perpetuate, there has to be some recycling mechanism that takes some of that wealth accumulated at the very top and brings it back down to the bottom as wages and salaries to pump back in and keep the cycle going. Under fascism, that recycling mechanism has gone away. And unfortunately, in looking at Trump's new tax plan, it is looking more and more like they're not bringing that recycling mechanism back. Corporate taxes are going down. Taxes on the middle class are going up. And Trump just this morning is out there speaking about it, saying this tax plan is going to be a boon for the middle class. No, it isn't. We're going to take a break for commercials. Got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here, and we're going to start with Francis in Vancouver. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I got two interesting facts. I don't know if you've already dealt with them, but if you haven't, I've got here SEC Form 4 the Securities and Exchange Commission, and it's a filing by James Murren, the CEO of MGM. And on September 8th, he started selling off 294,150 of his shares in MGM at an average price of $34.08 for a total transaction of $10,024,632.
And yeah, a lot of people have pointed that out.
And then the also one is Soros Fund in August shorted MGM, and let's see, they shorted 1.35 million shares of MGM in August. Now, maybe that's a coincidence, but maybe all these guys at the top, like, you know, don't forget, on 9/11, where did George W. Bush wind up? He wound up in off an Air Force base in Nebraska, and there was a big birthday party going on in a convention center on the air base, and it was a George Soros' golf tournament and a birthday party for him. And so George, the President of the United States, goes there and he meets with George Soros on the afternoon of 9/11 on a military Air Force base. Now, there's something really going on weird with this government right now, and I think people are just skinning everybody alive, really.
Well, I mean, certainly the stock transactions are, in fact, very suspicious. I don't think it's a coincidence. They remind me of the short selling of the involved airlines on 9/11. Apparently some of these transactions were so suspicious, they alerted investigators who were looking for people to show up and basically cash in, and whoever had done this got spooked, and they never showed up to claim their payments. So, you know...
Webster Tarpley said the 9/11 ones are traced back to Deutsche Bank, and that's, what's his face there, who's also in the CIA? There are two brothers.
Buzzy Krongard.
Buzzy Krongard, and he's a big Zionist, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's a big neocon Zionist. And that was quite a bit of money.
Yes, it was a lot of money. And, go ahead.
Well, just to change the subject a bit, while I'm on the line before I hang up here, to keep it short, I'd just like to draw the attention of your viewers back to 9/11. And we all know about the towers and bombs blowing up in the towers and Building 7 collapsing mysteriously. Not too many people look at Building 6 and the whole roof. And Building 6 is a small building under the two towers, only 10 stories high. The whole roof blew off it, and the whole center core of the building blew sky high, and that was before the two towers collapsed on it, for which there is photographic evidence. And I would like all your viewers to go and look up Building 6 and the mysterious circumstances surrounding its explosion. There's a lot of photographic evidence that it was blown up before the towers collapsed.
We'll look at that. We're going to have to let you go. Got to do a break for station identification. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.